Okay.
Hi, 大家好。
Hi, everyone.
我是老陈。
I am Lao Chen.
今天是2026年7月13号，星期一。今天的第一部分内容。
Today is Monday, July 13th, 2026. This is the first part of today's content.
一。
One.
国家能源局7月11号在官网公号公布全国用电负荷。
On July 11, the National Energy Administration announced the resumption of electricity use nationwide on its official WeChat account.
7月10号达到 15.18 亿千瓦。
July 10th reached a peak of 15.8 billion kilowatt hours.
创下
Break the record.
今年以来新高。
New high this year.
这一数字也超过2025年7月17号创下的 15.08 亿千瓦的历史峰值。
This number also exceeded the 15.08 billion kWh record set on July 17, 2025.
能源局指出
The Energy Department pointed out that
自七月以来
Since July,
全国用电负荷已增加超过 1.5 亿千瓦。
The national power grid has been restored with an additional 1.5 billion kilowatts of capacity.
增幅
amplification
大致相当于日本全国的用电负荷水平。
Roughly equivalent to the nationwide power restoration level in Japan.
从用电结构来看
from the perspective of power structure,
数字经济和新能源产业成为需求增长的重要动力。
Digital economy and new energy industry are important peaks of demand growth.
今年前五个月
In the first five months of this year,
互联网数据服务用电量同比增长 44.6%。
The electricity consumption of internet data service has increased by 44.6%.
充换电服务用电量增长 56.8%. 二
The electricity consumption for charging and swapping services has increased by 56.8%.
据台湾媒体报道
According to Taiwanese media reports,
台风巴威横扫台湾东北部。
Typhoon Haiyan wrecks northeastern Taiwan.
据台湾灾害应变中心统计
,According to the Taiwan Disaster Prevention and Response Center statistics,
截至12号上午7时许
,As of 7:00 a.m. on the 12th,
全台已累计3004件灾害案，多为民生基础设施。
There have been a total of 3,004 disaster cases in Taiwan so far, most of which involve public infrastructure.
灾情2668件。
There were 668 disasters.
已处理完毕。336件
,336 items processed,
持续处理中
,in progress,
另外
,in addition,
全台共有134人因台风受伤,多是因强风或路面湿滑
,there are 134 people injured in Taiwan due to typhoons, mostly due to strong winds or slippery roads.
导致骑摩托车或自行车摔伤，以及民众进行防台风整备时跌落，遭物品砸伤或割伤。
causes of motorcycle or bicycle accidents, as well as injuries to people during typhoon preparedness activities when falling and being hit by objects or cut.
多为擦挫伤,
mostly minor abrasions and scratches.
撕裂伤和骨折,
rupture and fracture.
多人都已出院,
many have already been discharged.
目前尚无死亡或重大伤亡通报。 疏散撤离方面,
there have been no reports of deaths or major casualties in the evacuation and resettlement.
台湾已撤离14,210人。
1,421 people have been evacuated from Taiwan.
3.讲两条关于香港的消息。
Three news stories about Hong Kong.
第一,
First,
据香港媒体报道,
according to Hong Kong media reports,
香港政府放宽犬只进入14措施, 新措施,
Hong Kong government relaxes the 14-day quarantine measures for dogs.
7月9号起生效,
starting from July 9th,
首批约900家14,
approximately 900 companies, each with 10 times,
已完成相关手续,
the relevant procedures have been completed.
名单中, 不乏大型连锁餐厅及酒楼分店。
The list includes numerous branches of large chain restaurants and hotels,
包括麦当劳,
including McDonald's,
大家乐,
everyone is happy,
牛奶,
milk,
冰室,
ice room,
星巴克等。 有餐厅,
Starbucks and other restaurants,
张贴犬只进入须知, 列明可容,
the notice states that dogs are allowed,
纳犬只上限为3只,
the maximum number of dogs allowed is 3,
额满时于店外排队轮候,
when the geese were full, they lined up outside the store to wait,
如需要店员清洁排泄物,
if the staff needs to clean up waste,
需另行支付清洁费用,
additional cleaning fees apply.
第二,
Second,
香港劳工及福利局7月10号向立法会人力事务委员会提交立法框架。
On July 10, the Hong Kong Labor and Welfare Bureau submitted a legislative framework to the Legislative Council's Personnel Affairs Committee,
为平台工作者设立工伤和死亡补偿机制,
establish a compensation mechanism for workers injured or killed while working on the platform.
先涵盖 外卖员和送货员,
first, cover delivery personnel and couriers.
劳工及福利局局长11号接受采访时表示,
the director of the Department of Labor and Welfare, Mr. No. 11, stated in an interview that,
根据现行条例,
according to the current regulations,
外卖员在工作期间死亡的最低死亡赔偿额倾向参考员工补偿条例下的相关赔偿金额51万港元。
The minimum compensation for delivery personnel who died while working, according to the relevant compensation amounts under the Employee Compensation Ordinance, is HK$510,000. If an employee is injured while on duty, they will be granted leave.
雇主必须支付原本收入约80%的补偿金，最多2年。
Employers must pay compensation equivalent to approximately 80% of the employee's original salary with a maximum duration of 2 years.
这项措施如果能通过立法, 对外卖员,
If this measure can be passed into law, it will benefit sex workers and
送货员这样的底层劳工有很大的帮助。
Delivery personnel as a type of low-wage worker are very helpful.
虽然香港这几年的表现有些令人一言难尽,
Although Hong Kong's performance in recent years has been somewhat disappointing,
但至少这两条消息显示,
But at least these two messages show
香港在某些方面还是走在前面的。
Hong Kong is still leading in some aspects.
今天的第二部分内容,
The second part of today's content.
一,
One.
伊朗战争最新进展,
Latest developments in the Iran war.
第一,
First.
美国中央司令部7月12号深夜发表声明说,
On July 12, the U.S. Central Command issued a statement at midnight saying that
美军已完成对伊朗的第四轮打击,
The U.S. military has completed its fourth round of strikes against Iran.
此次空袭使用了战斗机,
This air raid used fighter jets.
海军舰艇单向攻击无人机, 和单向攻击海上无人艇, 打击目标,
Naval warships can attack unmanned aerial vehicles and single-purpose surface vessels,
包括伊朗的防空系统导弹,
including Iranian anti-missile systems,
无人机设施, 以及小型船只,
drones and small boats,
其中, 单向攻击海上无人艇是首次投入使用。
The use of one-way attack on unmanned surface vessels was a first.
第二,
Second,
伊朗在7月12号向巴林、科威特、约旦、卡塔尔和阿曼的美军军事基地发射导弹和无人机。
On July 12, Iran launched missiles and drones at U.S. military bases in Bahrain, Kuwait, the UAE, Qatar, and Oman.
同时,在周末袭击了试图从阿曼航线通过霍尔木兹海峡的两艘商船。
At the same time, two merchant ships attempting to transit through the Strait of Hormuz from Oman were attacked on weekends.
第三,
Third,
一名美国官员告诉媒体,
A U.S. official told the media that
在过去24小时, 约20艘商船在美军协调下,
In the past 24 hours, approximately 20 merchant ships have been coordinated by the U.S. military.
通过海峡,另有数艘商船,
There are also several merchant ships in the strait.
未经美军协调,通过海峡,
Without coordination from the U.S. military, crossing the Taiwan Strait.
美方表示,
The U.S. side stated that
在美军护航下,
Under the escort of the U.S. military,
霍尔木兹海峡处于开放状态,
The Strait of Hormuz is in an open state.
但是,美国联合海事资讯中心警告, 海峡的安全威胁仍处于严重水平。
However, the United States Maritime Security Center warned that the security threat in the Strait of Malacca remains at a serious level.
从以上消息看,
Based on the above information,
伊朗还是有反击能力,
Does Iran still have the ability to retaliate?
美国的袭击, 能否把伊朗打服?
Can the U.S. attack subdue Iran?
还很难说。
It's still hard to say.
霍尔木兹海峡通航能力仍然受到很大限制。
The shipping capacity in the Strait of Hormuz remains severely limited.
在战争爆发前,
Before the war broke out,
海峡每天通航100到130艘船只。
The strait sees 100 to 130 ships passing through every day.
现在20多艘船只相差太远了。
Now the boats are too far apart.
而且现在双方的谈判已经终止。
Moreover, the negotiations between the two sides have already terminated.
就看谁先让步了。
It all depends on who gives in first.
二,
Roman 2.
俄乌战争最新进展。
Latest developments in the Russia-Ukraine war.
第一,
First,
乌克兰总统泽连斯基7月10号宣布, 签署了一项法令。
On July 10, Ukrainian President Zelensky announced the signing of a decree.
在武装部队设立远程打击,
establish remote strike capabilities in the armed forces,
特别司令部,
special command,
对俄罗斯进行远程,
remote to Russia,
实际上,
in fact,
全球性的打击, 新司令部必须将所有可用资源 100%的集中起来。
The Global Strike Command must concentrate all available resources to 100%.
进一步削弱俄罗斯的战争能力。
Further weaken Russia's war capabilities.
第二,
Second,
德国正出资为乌克兰采购5万架攻击无人机。 合同
Germany is to invest in a contract for the procurement of 50,000 attack drones for Ukraine.
价值约9000万欧元,
worth about 9 million euros.
这是西方政府迄今规模最大的原乌无人机采购之一。
This is the largest single procurement of original Holmes drones by Western governments to date.
这批订单由乌克兰主要无人机制造商生产。
These orders were manufactured by the main drone manufacturer in Ukraine.
搭载美国国防科技公司软件，在飞行最后阶段，可自主追踪。 和攻击移动目标。
Equipped with software from the American Defense Technology Company, it can autonomously track and attack moving targets in the final stage of flight.
三,
Three.
由于人工智能在日本的普及速度慢于其他发达经济体。
Due to the slow adoption of artificial intelligence in Japan compared to other developed economies,
日本企业正尝试各种方法来鼓励员工在工作中使用AI。
Japanese companies are trying various methods to encourage employees to use AI in the workplace.
其中包括发放现金奖励。
This includes paying cash rewards.
据媒体报道,
According to media reports,
本田汽车将员工的AI技能分为3个等级。
Honda Motor Co. divides its employees' AI skills into 3 levels.
并根据表现发放最高 15万日元的月度奖金, 差不多是6000多人民币。
And based on performance, the highest monthly bonus of up to 150,000 3,000 yen is approximately equivalent to over 6,000 RMB.
这项计划面向本田在日本全部4.5万名员工。
This plan is aimed at all 45,000 employees of Honda in Japan.
截至七月
，As of July，
已有280名员工获得 AI 技能认证。
280 employees have obtained AI skills certification.
本田计划在未来几年将这一数字增加到1000人。
Honda plans to increase this number to 1,000 in the coming years.
其他一些公司则把利用 AI 取得的成果纳入绩效评估。
Some other companies also include the results obtained from using AI in performance evaluations.
根据微软五月发布的一项调查。
According to a survey released by Microsoft in May,
日本在生成式 AI 应用普及率方面排名全球第48位。
Japan ranks 48th globally in the adoption rate of generative AI.
位居榜首的是阿联酋。
The top-ranked country is the United Arab Emirates.
日本也远远落后于法国。
Japan is far behind France.
美国及其他西方国家。
United States and other Western countries.
好。
Okay.
今天呢，就跟大家聊这么多。
Today, I'll talk to you about this.
希望大家点赞、转发、关注。
Hope everyone likes, shares, and follows.
谢谢大家，再见。
Thank you all. Goodbye.